Today's Q106, we are joined by one of our favorites. You know, last season we didn't hear from him a lot because things just weren't going all that well. But he's back. Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. The Packers are in training camp right now. How are you doing?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good year. I'm real excited. You know, of course, it's been a long time since football's been there. Just been kind of twiddling my thumbs this summer, you know, waiting for us to get back. But yeah, ton of turnover, lots of new guys on the team this year, and I'm really excited to see what he can do.
Now, they got a new head coach, that Jeff LaFleur. He's a pretty boy, and he's got a French name.
Wait. His name is Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur, yeah.
LaFleur.
How do you feel about the new coach?
You know, I mean, I love them in Dodgeball. I think it's a great movie, you know, American classic. So, you know, it looks like the guy's got a little bit of a cannon. I'm interested to see what he can do. A little bit of new blood from McCarthy there. So, it's tough to say because you haven't seen the guy do all that much yet. But you've got Aaron Rodgers, so how bad off could he be?
Yes, Marty, one of my favorite traditions just happened a few days ago where the players ride in on the kids' bikes. Isn't that the most adorable?
It is. It's real sweet, you know. And one thing I've been doing to get ready for the season here is I've been going through the neighborhood, and if I see a kid on the bike, I just take it right now. And that's kind of been a thing I've been doing lately, you know. And I think it's a good lesson. It's a good lesson for the kids about football and about life, you know. Because sometimes you go 7-9, and sometimes you get a free bike. That's just kind of how things work out, you know.
So have you been doing anything? Because we know that you love food, and, you know, you sometimes have to drown your sorrows. Have you been doing anything to prepare yourself mentally or physically for the upcoming season? Because it's hard on a guy like you.
I have, you know, and I've been looking around for inspiration and how can I consume a little bit more for the season. And I actually watched the hot dog eating competition that they had over on 4th of July.
Yeah.
And I learned that competitive eaters do iceberg lettuce and water, and that kind of blows their stomach up a little bit so they can eat a little bit more.
Okay.
But water and lettuce are gross. So I've been kind of switching it up. I've just been doing sauerkraut and Miller Lite. You know?
There we go, Marty. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
True Wisconsinite right there.
But, you know, I've been pretty gassy, so I'm not real popular around the office. But, I mean, you know, it's all for the Packers.
Yeah, they got to understand that. This is Wisconsin. You got to do what it is you got to do. Support the team.
You betcha. Yeah.
Oh, Marty, you just pumped us up. Now you got us more excited. We are ready for this next season with you.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think initially, you know, with all the new guys on the defense, all the new, you know, all the new coaching staff and stuff like that, I think there's going to be a few growing pains in the beginning, and it might be a little rocky. My prediction, though, for the season is the Packers will go 14-2.
14-2. That's a big prediction.
Two, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to write it on our wipe off board we can change it. Marty, it's always great chatting with the world's biggest Packer fan.
Thank you guys so much for having me.